KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And today, my guest is Emmanuel Foundation Director Heidi Hickathier. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, I love your new facilities.
Isn't this nice?
Very nice. Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Oh, good to be with you. Okay, so first of all, let's talk about the foundation. Exactly why is it such an important part of what happens at Emmanuel?
Well, because as you know, Emmanuel Lutheran Communities is an important place for our aging adults as they come to need different stages of care. Emmanuel Foundation supports Emmanuel Lutheran Communities and all of the great things that it does for those aging adults as they graduate into different needs.
So what sorts of special projects and things are you being involved in right now?
Well, right now we are having our estate sale that's coming up. I believe we'll talk a little bit more about that. We've done our lodge day services that we're rolling out with a partnership with Agency on Aging. We've got we've just had our winter gala last November. We have our corporate sponsorships opportunities that we've rolled out for our summer concert series that's coming up. We have many great things that are coming up to benefit our seniors in need.
And let's talk about seniors in need for just a minute, because let's face it, elder care is expensive.
Right.
And not everybody can afford it, but we all need it.
We all need it, and we'll all be there at some point. You know, Emmanuel was established in the mid-1950s as a nursing home and kept their fingers on the pulse of our older adults and the aging process, and we turned ourselves into, with the direction of the board and of course, CEOs like Jason Kronk, to a continuum of care. So you may have independent living that you would like to live independently. You may need assisted living, you may need memory care, and you may need skilled nursing care facilities as well. And so that's why Emmanuel is important, because it meets you whatever your needs are. We're here for you.
Okay, and that's an important part of wellness, and this is why what we talk about for the rest of this few minutes is going to be so important for you to take in. Let's talk about the summer concert series, the fun stuff.
The fun stuff. So the summer concert series is a series of 6 concerts that starts in July and ends in September. And it's open to the community, free and open to the community. We have a lot of residents that attend. And last year we rolled out our first ever business opportunity, our corporate sponsors opportunities. And our local businesses showed up in force. And so the sponsorship dollars that they supported Emmanuel Foundation with was used to purchase an ADA medically accessible brand new van that's coming next week. We're all excited about it. And that transports our residents who need transportation to medical visits, over 2,000 visits that van for a year. So it's just going to be fantastic. And our businesses helped us through our concert series on that.
Well, that van, you see it all over town. And Sunday mornings taking folks to church.
Absolutely.
And then out to some outings too. I've seen you guys go up to Glacier Park before.
Oh, they go to Glacier Park, and our recreation program has mystery travel trips that they have, and so we do keep our residents engaged.
Well, one of the coolest things you did for the first time last year is something you're going to do again. And as well as it turned out last time, we want it to be even better this time, the second annual estate sale. And that's up next.
Once you've partially recovered and released from the hospital, you need to rehabilitate prior to returning home. But the last place you want to be is in a facility that feels like one. Yet the services available are crucial for your recovery. The Retreat at Buffalo Hill is the perfect blend of both comfort, privacy, and technical services for a proper recovery. The Retreat also features the nation's only anti-gravity treadmill. And being an extension of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, with their focus on promoting whole person wellness, that means that you're going to have plenty to do while you recover. For more information, or to pre-reserve your guest room before surgery, please call 261-0688. That's 261-0688 for the Retreat at Buffalo Hill.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
And my guest today is Heidi Hickathier. She is the head of the, or the director, I guess we would say, of the Emmanuel Lutheran Foundation, a very, very important cog in the wheel that makes all of this work. So let's talk about the second annual estate sale.
Well, we are completely ramped up for this year. It's May 9th, and this estate sale, as you recall, we had one last year, and the donations came from people who were moving into the villas, residents that were moving into Emmanuel Lutheran communities and who were downsizing, and so we had a lot of fabulous things, and one of the questions was, will we get that same kind of a turnout this year for goods that were donated? We now have five huge storage units that are chocked full of amazing items. I can't wait to tell you what all we have in there. And this estate sale benefits our lodge day services for people out in the community who are taking care of someone with Alzheimer's or dementia and can't afford the $15 an hour respite service that's available at the lodge at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
So let's talk about some of those things that we're going to be able to buy this time.
Oh my goodness. So we have, we actually have a sink. Yes, a bathroom sink. Not a kitchen sink, but a bathroom sink. We have outdoor light fixtures, indoor light fixtures. We have furniture. We have art supplies. We have tools for the handy people out there in the community. We have some restaurant goods, like some dishwasher trays for glasses. And I mean, it's a very eclectic mix of, I mean, there's something for everybody at this estate. So like I said, it is a treasure hunt for sure.
Where are you going to have it this year?
We're going to have it at the Gateway Community Center Mall, and it will be on Saturday, May 9th from 8 in the morning until 12 in the afternoon. And we will be, stay tuned, we'll be selling tickets at a very inexpensive cost to have an estate sale preview the night before. We're having a little reception, so stay tuned. And if you'd like more information about that, call us at 752-9243 or info@emmanuelfoundation.org.
Now, if we have something we'd like to have included in a sale, what do we do?
Give us a call, 752-9243, info@emmanuelfoundation.org, and we would love to have your items donated. We give you a letter of acknowledgement. This morning, John, I was up in Columbia Falls getting a truckload full of stuff.
Oh,
it was just absolutely amazing. So if you'd like to donate, we're here.
Okay, and of course, if you're in the market for any of these things, boy, you ought to be putting this on your calendar. It's May 9th, right?
Correct.
Okay, good enough. So we'll be talking a lot more about that when it gets just a little bit closer. So continuum of care, we kind of talked about that earlier. I want to dive a little more deeply into that.
Okay.
And we will do that with Heidi Hickathier right after this. Okay. Alzheimer's disease and the onset of dementia can present many challenges, not just for the person directly dealing with the disease, but for the loved ones and the caregivers helping during such a trying time. Well, that's why Emmanuel Lutheran Communities created the Dementia and Alzheimer's Support Group for Caregivers. They meet the third Monday of each month. This month, that's Monday afternoon, March 16th from 3 to 4:30 in the auditorium at Buffalo Hill Terrace. Please come share information, experiences, and understanding. For more information and to register, contact the team at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, 752-9625, 752-9625. The Dementia and Alzheimer's Support Group for Caregivers. It's open to the public Monday afternoon, March 16th from 3 to 4:30 in the auditorium at Buffalo Hill Terrace, 40 Claremont Street in Kalispell, providing support for those who care for or someone who's experiencing Alzheimer's disease, dementia, or any related disorder that affects memory, reason, and judgment.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Heidi Hickathier is our guest, and Heidi is the head of the Emmanuel Foundation, which provides a whole lot of support for all the things that happen in Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. We talked about continuum of care. Let's dive a little more deeply into what that means.
So a continuum of care is a senior retirement community where you, if you would like to live independently and experience just a vibrant community with lots of amenities, we have the villas. And so that's where you have your own place, and you can go down to the beautiful Claremont restaurant that we have there. And the Buffalo Hill Terrace, that is assisted living and independent living, and assisted living on several different levels. So if you're independent or if you need assistance, you could live in the Buffalo Hill Terrace. Now, the lodge is for memory care. So those are people that have Alzheimer's or dementia and need 24/7 care. It's a beautiful facility. If anybody would ever like to take a tour, give us a call. And then we have the Skilled Care Center, which used to be called the nursing home or the Lutheran home. And that is for people who need the 24/7. It's a higher level of care, and so that's the last end of the continuum. But we also have the retreat, which offers therapeutic services for anybody of any of a certain age that needs some therapeutic services after a surgery or if you've blown your knee out, etc.
Well, that is one fabulous facility. I was over visiting George Ostrom.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
I didn't get a great tour, but I got to look around there, and I thought, wow, now this is cool.
You should come and see the whole thing. It is absolutely amazing.
Next time I'll request a tour.
Please.
Okay, we'll have to see George.
Yeah.
All right, so Lodge Day Services, let's talk about that.
Lodge Day Services they're located in the lodge where the memory care is taken care of. And what they offer is some beautiful programming for people who are, actually the day services are for people out in the community who need respite services for their loved ones. So say you're taking care of your mom or your dad and they have Alzheimer's and you can't go to work because they have to be with you 24/7. So you need to have a beautiful place for them to enjoy stellar programming that's customized for their memory and Alzheimer, situation. Mm-hmm. And then you would get to have a break for yourself. So we have that available for $15 an hour at the lodge, but not everybody can afford that. And so we are partnering with the Agency on Aging to get some referrals for people who may have limited means, who would also like to enjoy those respite services. And we've raised money to help those people out in the community who need that as well.
Well, the one thing that we all want to try to do as long as we can and as much as we can is age in place.
Right.
We want to stay where we are as long as we possibly can, and this is an opportunity to do that.
Correct, absolutely. And Emmanuel is, we offer a lot of resources for people who are looking to age in place, like the caregiver series, like the Lodge Day Services. There's so many options, and if you have any questions, just give us a call, and we have a lot of resources to help.
So what can the rest of us do to get involved?
Well, if you would like to get involved, you'd like to support Emmanuel Foundation, you could, find us on Facebook. Excellent page where we update for all services that are being offered, programs that are we're pushing out into the community. You can check out our EmmanuelFoundation.org website. There's lots of different ways to give. You can volunteer at Emmanuel. And, of course, stay tuned for all of the different things that we have going on to support our seniors in our community.
All right, one more time. I want to sneak back now to the summer concert series.
Yes.
This is so much fun.
It is so much fun. Last year, we had an absolute blast. Again, it was a perfect mix of mostly residents and some community members and families were able to join in, and we had our corporate sponsors who some had VIP tables depending on the level of sponsorships at the concert series, and those dollars that they donated directly benefited our seniors in our community, Emmanuel Lutheran communities at large, by helping us to purchase that medical van that we talked about.
Oh, boy. All right. Lots going on with Emmanuel Lutheran communities, and Heidi, as always, thank you for all you're doing.
Well, thank you for having me.
A happy, healthier you is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.